Good morning, everyone. Wake up. It's the start of a brand new day on RTE Junior Radio. Today is Thursday.
Hi, guys. Good morning. It's time for Early Birds on RTE Junior Radio with me, Jill. Hope you're all ready to have lots of fun on the show this morning. We have loads of music on the way, so get your dancing shoes on. Later on, we will be hearing about some really cool places, so if anybody fancies coming along on an adventure, make sure you stay tuned. We will also be meeting some really interesting people and telling lots of funny jokes. So as usual, let's start the show with a song. This is one of my favourites.
The Hampton String Solo.
Loads and loads and loads of stuff every day on RTE Junior.
So it's a 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3.
So every day we try to listen to some traditional Irish music or a song off Scalga. Today's song is called Bodgin Ailemi. Every morning we play a toothbrush song, a song you can listen to while you brush your teeth. I think it's much more fun to brush my teeth while listening to a great song. Have you got your toothbrush ready? If not, you can always pretend. Remember, it's really important to brush your teeth every day to make sure they stay nice and clean.
I've been brushing with my toothbrush, brushing every day.
RTE Junior, Ireland's only radio station that's just for kids.
I'm having a great time. It's that time of the morning now where we're going to hear some jokes. Have a listen.
What do you guess if you cross a box of matches and a giant?
The big match.
Doctor, I can't stop climbing mountains.
Relax, we'll soon have you in peak condition.
Holiday. But the penguins were gone. "They've gone," he said. Tootie the elephant, who had been away skiing, looked around. Paolo was right. They had gone. Word spread very fast. Nobody knew what to do. "We'd better have a meeting about it at the town hall," said Paolo. So everyone set off to the town hall. Paolo opened the door. It was very dark inside. "That's odd," said Paolo. But before he could say anything else, the lights came on. "Surprise!" shouted the penguins. "Welcome home!" It was a big party for everyone in Fluffy Gardens. There were cakes.
Tune in to the Cozy Corner every day on RTE Junior Radio at 12:30 to 2:00. In the Cozy Corner, there's nothing myself, Audrey, and my best friend Ogie like better than having a good snooze to plenty of beautiful, relaxing music from all over the world and meditations too. That's the Cozy Corner, 12:30 to 2:00, every day on RTE Junior Radio.
Happy Days on RTE Junior Radio with me, Emma O'Driscoll, and I'm really happy that you're here today. Did you know that today is Thursday? Happy Thursday!
got to be clean, they've got to be clean.
Welcome back to Happy Days on RTE Junior Radio. It's time for a game. It's called Shape Hunt. I want you to look for a shape called a circle. And this is a great way to remember a circle. Surik, a circle, is always round. No corners on her are ever found. So she has no corners and she's a round circle. Ready, steady, Shape Hunt!
Your favourite nursery rhymes and songs every day on RTE Junior.
This is the sound of cooking. RTE Junior Radio. Good for the imagination.
Hey, welcome back to Happy Days right here on RTE Junior Radio. Well, it's time now for a great...
Hi guys, I'm Annie and I love the alphabet. A, B, C. Can you sing with me? Today's chosen letter is... B. Can you say B?
B.
Push your lips together and then smile and give me lots of B's.
B, 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 B.
Good job! Oh look, a bee! There are lots of words beginning with B. Can you think of any?
Ball.
Bat.
And a big word?
Baby.
Baby.
Let's say our words together.
Ball, bat, baby.
Okay, I think we're ready for singing.
Letter for ball and bat. B is the letter for baby. B is the letter for ball and bat. B is the letter for baby. B, 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 B is the letter. Now you see. B, 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 B. Sing along with me.
Excuse me, what?
Well, they're not.
My most embarrassing moment is when I was 7 and my mum was doing the sack race and her pants fell down in front of everyone.
RTE Junior Radio.
Hearing is believing.
¶¶
Hello, my name is Zbyszek and I'm from Poland. I'd like to teach you a word in the Polish language. Would you like to know what the word is? Today's word is an animal. It's an animal with a waggly tail that goes woof, woof. What animal could that be? It's a dog, of course. The Polish word for dog is pies. Pies. Now you try it. Very good, everyone. A dog is pies in Polish.
I bet you didn't know that cats could sing. Well, they just showed us there that they can. We've heard lots of lovely singing today by some very good singers, and earlier in the programme we sang Twinkle Twinkle Little Star all together. Do you know what we call a group of people who sing together all at the same time? We call them a choir. And there are lots of different types of choirs. For example, this is RTE Cornanogue, and that's a choir that's made up entirely of girls and boys. And he moved on to someone else. The song found lots more people and tried out their voices too. But they just weren't exactly what he was looking for.
La la la.
Some people sounded better than others. Some were even very good, but still not quite perfect for the song. So the little song kept on travelling from person to person with no luck at all. One day, as the song was floating around a little house with a lovely garden, it spotted a little girl on a bench who was reading a book. A lady came out of the house and called the little girl. "Come in for dinner, dear. You can read your book later." The girl didn't answer, but she followed the lady. The song had a good feeling about the girl, so it followed them both inside. The girl was sitting at the kitchen table with her mother and father. She was eating her dinner without saying a single word. Her mother sighed. "I wish just for once that she would say something to us." Her father nodded. "She used to talk all the time. Maybe she talked so much that she got tired of it." The girl finished her dinner, left the table, and went back outside to the garden to finish reading her book. The song, who had seen and heard everything in the kitchen, floated down towards the girl and he landed on her. Suddenly, the girl stood up, opened her mouth and began to sing. Her mother and father ran outside. What a surprise they got! She sang it so beautifully and perfectly. And at last, the song had found its rightful owner. When she finished the last few notes of the song...
RTE Junior Radio.
Oh, hi everybody. I'm Ogie. I'm just after waking up from a lovely nap. Oh, I'm just going to go for a lovely stretch. Oh, I heard somebody say, "Where are we?" We're in the cozy corner, and this is RTE Junior Radio. And we're all going to go colour again in a minute. Audrey will be dropping in later, and she might play some lovely music and have a chat with us. But right now, I'm going to snuggle up in my blankies, and we'll listen to a lovely piece of music, and it'll all help us go a colour.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Cozy Corner here on RTE Junior Radio. I really hope you're enjoying the show so far today. And here is one of my favourite lullaby songs. It's by a band called Coldplay, and it's a beautiful version of their song called The Scientist.
With games to play and songs to sing and all the fun a show can bring. Happy days will make you smile with cheery music for a while. We'll dance together and look around or listen for an animal sound. Explore the world that's full of fun. Come on and join in, everyone. Tell your friends to come along. Do some acting or sing a song. Or even a treasure hunt. Here's the clue. Happy days is just for you. Join me, Emma O'Driscoll, on Happy Days, weekday mornings from 9 until 12, and again from 2 until 5, only on RTE Junior Radio.
Okay, everyone, you're all doing absolutely brilliant. Now it's time for all of us to do a great big stretch. Stretching is important to keep our muscles nice and healthy. So what I want you to do is stand up and stretch your arms as far out in front of you as you can. Wow, brilliant. You're all really good at doing your stretches. Now, I want you to raise your arms really high above your head, as if you're trying to reach out and touch the ceiling. Super, you're all doing great. Now that we've done our stretches, I think it's time for another song. Okay, guys, it's getting late and it's probably almost time for lots of you to have your dinner. So let's start to wrap up the show with some cool down songs. These songs are all nice and relaxing and they're absolutely perfect to help our bodies relax. So why don't you sit down on the floor or on the couch and close your eyes for all of these songs? While you're listening, why don't you roll around all of your muscles to help them relax? So begin with rolling around your ankles, and then your wrists, and then your shoulders, and then you can roll your head around and around. It doesn't matter what part of your body that you decide to roll around, just sit down, relax, and let your body begin to cool down.
This is DJ Wayne, and I've got to say, I've got the...
Having a party this weekend? Need a DJ to get the party started? Well, we've got the tunes and party games for you. Push back the couch, kick off your shoes, and show us your best dance moves. Just watch out for those, whoops, balloons. Move It Dance Party, Saturday and Sunday from 2 to 5 on RTE Junior Radio. And grown-ups, RTE Junior Radio is available online and on your digital radio.
RTE Digital Radio. More is easy.
He was sheltering very close to the tree, his head down.
You're a donkey,
said the blackbird.
What gave it away? The four legs? The long ears?
The donkey said sarcastically.
That and the fact that you're standing so close to the tree,
the blackbird said, bouncing down onto the branch nearest to the donkey.
I'm sheltering,
the donkey said, his head bent all the time against the driving rain.
I don't like the wet. Can I perch on your head, donkey? You seem to be standing in the driest spot,
asked the blackbird.
No, stay right where you are. I've no need for cargo, thanks very much,
the donkey said.
Okay, I'll stay up here on this thin branch with no leaves and try to stay a little bit dry,
the blackbird said in an attempt to make the donkey feel sorry for him. The blackbird was quiet for a little while.
Everybody out there, I hope you're all enjoying listening to today's episode of Swipe Radio.
And guys, remember, it doesn't just stop at Swipe Radio. We got Swipe TV show, we got Swipe app, we got Swipe Insta, Swipe t-shirts, Swipe goodie bags, or Swipe everything.
Oh man, we're taking over the world.
Hopefully, fingers crossed.
Okay, well, one song at a time, Claire, one song at a time. Here's the next one.
This is a kids only zone. No grown-ups allowed.